Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
We already talked about that, what they did out at Sand Hills Global, how they changed the event center and has changed everyone's lifestyle here in Lincoln. And so that
especially Northeast Lincoln.
Especially Northeast Lincoln. I think it involves all of Lincoln.
I
think you're bringing in the Waverly.
I'm pushing
Waverly
back.
Waverly's definitely. Bill's going to push back on this. That's my favorite line.
Hey, they're doing amazing things out there in the fairgrounds.
And they're also like that in finance.
It is the fairgrounds.
It is the fairgrounds. We have fairgrounds. I don't think those are the fairgrounds, are they?
Well, that's where the county fair's at there. Yeah, the
super, that is true.
The super fair.
When I drive by it and see the Ferris wheel. When you see that Carson has that Ferris wheel set up, that is sweet.
A lot of things go through your mind.
It does.
Like what?
Just happiness. Just,
yeah.
Okay. Back, take childhood. Back to childhood.
Childhood.
Yeah. Childhood.
Bill and the never-ending roller coaster and Pender.
Yeah. Stuck on that. Like I said.
I wish there was a video of that.
Just the fact that you'd be sitting there. We'd be there, me and Chris Pujols, for setup night when they would pull in to set up. They start setting the rides up. Just think about that. You're hopping
parallel lives.
I mean, to watch him set up was incredible.
Parallel. I mean, I worked at the fairgrounds in Columbus, and when the fair came to town.
You couldn't wait.
Oh, it was so sweet.
Yeah, it was.
Like, back in the day.
Hey, it's all you cared about. When's the fair coming?
Yeah, it was fun. It was super fun. And the cars would be all over that area, like park. Oh, it was so much fun. And then sometimes,
And Carson's running that now. Thank you.
Carson's running.
Yes.
GoCurrency.com.
Yes, he runs careers. All fairs.
Got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I got breaking news too, but do yours first.
It's legitimate here.
Yeah.
This is back to back.
All right,
what's going on? Although the season ended in disappointment, many sources saying that Matt LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers working on a contract extension.
Wow.
Some thoughts that he might get fired after the collapse against the Bears' disappointing season. But Matt LaFleur is going to stick around with a contract extension. Not sure how long it goes to, but he's sticking around with Green Bay.
How bad was the season?
Well, they went 9-7-1. They're thought to be maybe a contender to win the NFC. That was disappointing with the record. Micah Parsons got hurt. That did hurt. But they lose to the Bears. We'll get to that in the next hour. But
epic collapse.
Terrible collapse.
9-7-1 is judged to be fireable by some.
He's had a great tenure there. They have not made the Super Bowl yet under his leadership, but they have been very, very good.
Kind of a classic example of just be a little cautious. Be careful what you wish for.
Yep, exactly.
Or here's the deal. What would you do with this one? I would imagine there may have been a call made. John Harbaugh, do you want the job at Green Bay? And he's like, that doesn't really interest me. Do an extension. Or it might be, if Harbaugh said, I'd like to talk to Green Bay, I would imagine Green Bay might talk to him. That would be, who else would be available where you'd say, that is the slam dunk, great hire by Green Bay?
Yeah.
I mean,
as a Dolphins fan, if he was fired, I'd say, listen, call him up right now. Yeah. Harbaugh's obviously number one. Get LaFleur to Miami if he says
listen.
No.
Listen.
And I
listen.
Well, they just hired the former player personnel guy. He would probably go with him.
Hey,
the Pack Dolphins.
Where's Harbaugh going?
We'll find out this week, probably. Don't know yet.
What's your read?
I don't. If it was my read, unless there's something he's sitting on, where you kind of go, yes, that's a definite Super Bowl champion type of team, or can win it in a year or two, I would sit out. I would just, like, you're getting paid. I'd be like going, might be better. What did Vrabel do? He was out for a year. You got a chance to kind of survey.
The only problem, though, is he's 63. Vrabel's pretty young.
Yeah.
He says, I got eight years left to coach, probably, is what Harbaugh has said to media.
Ooh, eight, really?
Yeah.
8 to 10 years.
Damn, 71.
So if you take a year off.
71.
Yeah, 63. I didn't know that.
Are we rolling until 71?
Yes, we are.
On the show?
Do you have other breaking news, Bill, over there?
I do. Can you give it again?
Yeah, I can. One second. Hang on. Not a breaking news approaching the 8 o'clock hour. What do you got, Bill?
Well, I got this from Mickey Buholtz out of Pender. She covers all, so Mickey covers all the Pendragon sports out of Pender, and she got a hold of me on Friday night to let me know that 3-time state champion Pender girls hoops, okay, played Millard North, mm-hmm. Class A, and beat them.
Oh.
This weekend.
I said a screenshot of that too.
Yeah.
Rare.
The text screenshot. Line.
Rare.
Yeah. Yeah, very rare.
Yeah,
very rare. You don't see that much.
No, right not there. When I was playing.
No. I mean, we would have done that to this. We didn't even. You know Columbus better. Was.
Yeah, Columbus.
Columbus. We didn't even were Class A. We had no idea it was Class A.
We had guys that were dunking.
Yeah. We did too, maybe in warmups, not during a game. That'd be crazy talk. But anyway,
big win for Pender.
I think they won
the
by
Pendragons.
The Pendragons beat a Class A team, and I believe I think it's out in Kearney.
You're right,
and I believe it was a I think it's a 10-point win.
Was this like an organized activity?
Organized, yes. They had referees and everything. Yes, popcorn. You name it.
It was not a pickup.
It was not a pickup game. It wasn't like, hey, what are you guys doing? Let's get together and play. Interesting.
They matched them up.
I mean, I think it was like a showcase, kind of like one of those showcase deals to go out and play.
Okay,
yeah,
it's a big
win
C2
for the
Pender.
The Pender. And thank you to Mickey Buchholz for covering the Pendragons live.
This is also, I think, the sixth ranked Miller Class A team. Miller North is sixth in Class A. That's a huge win for Pender.
It really is. You know, one thing just to mention, you guys, I heard you guys talk, or Bill was talking to John. This notion that prep sports is like that nobody's interested. That Trixie was telling me this. The Southwest Southeast game. There were an incredible amount of people.
Well, the fire marshal shut them down.
Do you know
that? The fire marshal shut them down.
Wow.
Jake, and you couldn't get in.
I like to hear that.
You couldn't get in. That was
it excites me.
Yeah, it was that's what you'd like to hear. Can't get in.
Right.
Or it's still there. Or if you don't get here for whatever the JV game, whatever games before that. I've heard something else that I need to address with any of in the school systems, athletic directors, if this is true.
Okay.
That there were in two different gyms that this is happening in Class A at sometimes. Boys varsity is playing the same times as boys JV.
It's happening.
And girls varsity,
happening.
Don't like it.
It's happening. It happens.
Okay.
It's supposed to be back to back.
Angst is up. I'm not happy with this at all.
It's back to back.
It's back to, I don't want that.
They do them all. It's all one. It's
not right.
No,
it's wild.
It's wild.
Gym.
Yeah.
At the gyms. Southeast has multiple gyms going.
Yeah. So, and I don't like that at all. I'm like, no. I mean, no. I don't like this whatsoever. No, I'm not a fan of that.
Cashton's on the JVs. Can you give him a shout out?
Cashton!
Yes.
By the way, before the game show, Dylan Raiola, per several outlets, appears like he may be headed to Oregon. Crystal Balls have him going to Oregon.
Yeah. The Balls.
Now, Dante Moore might stick around. He might be the backup to Dante Moore next year.
So I think that's what that wouldn't dissuade him. They were there. The Raiolas visited Oregon. They went to the game, Peach Bowl. Okay, they went to the
Peach Bowl. Which was incredible. It was 90% Indiana.
I think 95% maybe.
It was. I saw one of the tweets that said, "Hey Oregon, did you guys even consider going to the game? Did anyone from Oregon consider going to the game?"
The Raiolas went to the Peach Bowl and then visited Eugene yesterday. Yeah,
you know what's crazy? I wonder what it's like now. I'm sure it's because there is no rules anymore. You know, back in the day, if you went like to the Peach Bowl, you couldn't have people come. It's like the time of year, like you couldn't have.
I'm not sure it was
people couldn't. No, I'm just saying. Yeah. Now I think you can. Yeah. I think now you could come to practice, and I think that the Royals could probably talk to Dan Lanning during 7-on-7.
I think they probably did.
There's no rules anymore.
So Dylan, I think it's happening. I think he's going to Oregon, regardless of Dante Moore's decision. Dante Moore's got to make a decision.
Might know for sure as soon as today.
Yeah. So,
hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Dylan would go there. I think there's a deal in place for Dylan if Dante Moore stays, and there's a deal in another deal if he leaves.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, and I think Dayton would go with him. I think Dayton, like as a walk-on, is what you're talking about, and maybe even as a tight end. So yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot there, but that's what's happening.
We will follow that story.
Well, that when does that story get interesting? If he's the starting quarterback for Oregon next year, and Nebraska plays,
pretty interesting.
Make it very
Nebraska
interesting.
Nebraska plays in Eugene.
In Eugene, make it very interesting.
Now he'd have to win. I would think he'd have. You know, there's. I don't know who else is on the roster other than Dante Moore.
I would bet they have
surely
somebody. I don't think Oregon's sitting there going like, "Hold
no backup quarterback.
If Dante gets hurt, we'll just play with 10."
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think they just hand the job to Dylan. Right.
I wouldn't think so.
Jay Foreman says Dayton possibly is a linebacker.
Ooh, I haven't heard that one. But Jay talks to Dominic, so I have not heard Dominic say that.
QP to line.
He's up to 222. I know that. Dayton's grown into a. What are you, Connor? You 222? 210.
210. 210.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's bigger than Connor. That's pretty big.
It's pretty big. I think Connor's about in that 215 range. I think he's kind of.
You think he's fudging?
Connor, yeah, he's kind of.
We should have a scale and have weigh-in.
We should have weigh-in. That'd be the best.
We got to weigh-in.
That'd be awesome.
Weigh-in.
We can get suspended if we go over a certain weight.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568.
I'd love
to have chance to win a business box of Bengals.
What if Bill, we weighed in everybody that came in? John, get on the scale.
McSafety?
McSafety, get on here.
And we have to hit a certain weight or we're off the show.
Yes, yeah.
Bill, just get
on
there.
Take a lap.
Bill looks hesitant. he's very hesitant.
I had a lot of beers yesterday.
Yeah.
I had some cheese fries.
Jake, get on.
Today's topic of the game show is
the game show.
NFL playoff kickers. Again, there's only 14 teams in the playoff.
I know none of them.
I will give you the kicker's name.
Wow.
You tell me what team he plays for. You got 14 teams to choose from.
Jeez.
Not 32.
Okay, 14. 14. Okay.
If you know your NFL playoff kickers, call us right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Last week, the record was 3-2. Winning week.
Okay.
We're 50-30-1.
Pretty good. Yeah.
But this is really... We just got to hope the caller knows
right
nothing.
Now, if someone said name them, I couldn't name
I
couldn't
name
a kicker.
Well, I will give you the name. You tell me the team.
Okay.
Seems
playoff.
Like
I don't even know who's in the playoff.
Teams in the playoff. Don't look at the schedule.
Cardinals.
Okay.
They're not in.
Logan, how do you feel about NFL playoff kickers today?
Well, you know, last time I called in, it was NFL coaches, and Bill and Sip acted like they weren't going to know them, but I think they were hustling me because they got them all right. So
everybody's hustling.
We're all hustling.
Thank you for calling in. Logan, how old are you?
I am 36.
Nice. Ooh. From Lincoln?
From Lincoln, yes.
Okay.
Lincoln listeners.
We're trying to build.
Could you talk to some of your friends about listening to the show to see if we can build up the Lincoln area?
Rare.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Logan.
Thank you.
All right, first question to Logan. Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one
Got
question
it.
As always. Logan, what playoff team does Cairo Santos kick for? Five. Four. No typing. Three.
Is it the Bears?
Brilliant!
It is the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
1-0 lead for Logan.
I was hoping he would get nothing and we'd go 0-0 overtime.
Yeah. First question, sip down one zip. What playoff team does Jake Elliott kick for?
Okay, Bill, that seems like a name you might know. Jake Elliott, Bill. Jake Elliott.
Mm-hmm. Go, you better take the guess.
I know that. I know some of the teams. Jake Elliott, he could kick for the Patriots.
No.
Connor's not happy.
On the Patriots. This guy's been there for a long time. Do you want this question or not?
Great.
Logan.
I feel like I don't need to do it, but I know he was on the Eagles, so I'm going to go Eagles.
Brilliant.
Like almost 10 years now, I want to say.
Oh, thanks, Jake.
Yeah.
He missed an extra point that was critical yesterday.
I wish.
Did they win?
They lost to the Niners.
I really, really wish we had kickers from the 70s because we would have got all of them.
We could bring that back. So we got a chance. This is for the win. Logan up 2-0. What playoff team does Kaimi Fairbairn kick for?
I believe that's the Texans.
Didn't know any of them.
Here's the good news. You guys started off 0-1 last week and won 3 straight. So.
Yeah, we're not out of this
thing. It's just one game.
Stop flexing,
Logan. Well, we got
Logan.
Hammered today, though.
Nice win, Logan. You win a business box of bagels. Thanks for calling in and falling down the road.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Logan.
Nice win.
We got the belt.
Yeah, we did.
BTA.
Yeah.
That's the phrase now the kids like.
Yeah.
What playoff team does Cameron Dicker kick for?
Oh, Bill.
Heard the name. I've heard the name.
Good job.
The Bills.
Sports.
The Bills.
Is he on the Bills? No. That's Matt Prater.
Sports.
It's me, the L.A. Chargers, who lost 16-3 at New England last night.
Hey. I'm telling you right now, that flight home had to be absolutely brutal.
It didn't score?
For Herbert.
He got pounded.
He got the living crap beat out of him. I mean, there was one time the center didn't even block the guy, really.
Why?
I mean, it was just, they just got beat up.
They missed assignment?
No, that wasn't a missed assignment. That was just an error in ability.
Oh, God.
He got
and Herbert got just jackhammered last night.
It was just beat up.
Okay, tiebreaker. How many regular season kicks of 50-plus yards has Cam Little of the Jags made through two NFL seasons? Again, how many regular season kicks of 50-plus yards has Cam Little of the Jags made through two NFL seasons? Bill, number, please.
26.
Ooh. I was going to say 17.
13. 13 for 16 with a long of 68 yards.
Yeah, he can hit.
He's really good. They lose to the Bills, by the way, yesterday. But he missed a 55-yarder before halftime. Barely left. It was good from 70, just pulled it left.
My favorite text of the weekend came from Alex. It was just simple. The Pelicans are giving the Magic the belt. I laughed like that.
Yeah, they did.
I laughed just like that. Yeah. The Pelicans are giving the Magic the belt.
Hour 3 is next, an early break in the ticket.